ponder on what to preach tonight. This is would not leave our hearts. If you would, Genesis chapter 2, I want to read two verses, verse 8 and 9. Then I want to read verse number 16 and 17, and we'll read some more here in a little bit. But we'll try to keep our remarks short and try to give you what the Lord's given us, and you just pray for us tonight. The Bible reads like this. The Bible says this, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Verse number 16, the Bible said, "The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. From the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." If you would pray with us. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow, as humbly as we know how, God, I pray you'd help us tonight. I pray you'd anoint us, Lord, afresh. God, I pray you'd use us for your honor and your glory. I pray you'd fill us with the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray, God, we'd preach in purity and power. And God, I pray if there's anybody in our midst never been saved, God, I pray they come to the realization of their situation and where they stand between you and God. I pray if there's anybody here, though they may be saved, they've got a relationship with God, but their fellowship needs to be renewed. Lord, I pray tonight would be the night that they get closer to you. And God, I pray you'd help us to preach sin and all its wickedness, God, and how dreadful it is and what damage it can cause lives if we're not careful. I thank for all that you've done, everything you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Every time I read the book of Genesis, and I've read through the book of Genesis probably more than any other book of the Bible, but every time I read the book of Genesis, it still fascinates me what little it took for humanity to fall. It baffles me how humanity fell because of a tree, because of a fruit, because of something they desired more than what they had. The Bible tells us that every tree in the garden was good. It was pleasant to the eye. It was good for food. So what made the other trees so different? The Bible only mentions in the scriptures two trees that had names. All the other trees, the Bible never gave them a name. He never said what they were called, but he told us they all were good. They all were pleasant to the eye. And the Bible says all were to be eaten freely. But there was two trees the Bible gives us in verse number 9. He calls it the tree of life that was in the midst of the garden. And the Bible says also, the Bible tells us there was another tree there called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. I want to preach by the help of God, if the Lord would allow me, on what tree are you eating from? What tree are you eating from anyhow? The Bible tells us here that they had a choice. God never said, hey, you can eat of the tree of life as much as you want, or you cannot eat of the tree of life. He said, all the trees in the garden you can freely have but one. You know, it's amazing to me how we still carry Eve's attitude. And it's amazing every child, you know, the moment you tell them no, they get upset, they cry, they pout, they get very mad at you and angry, and they really don't even know why they're angry. All they know is you told them no. And the moment you tell them they can't have something, that's exactly what they want. It's amazing to me at Christmas how I give my child gift after gift after gift, and I'm thinking she's going to be excited, but every time she finds a box that she wants to play with, I'm about convinced to just go get a box for Christmas. Because no matter how much I tell her, don't touch this, she wants the box. It's empty. It has nothing to offer her. But it's the fact that it's what she can't have. And here in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that word Eden means pleasure. It means luxury. That's why it's hard for me to believe that people say, well, I believe if you're living for God, you're going to struggle your entire life. That's not Bible. Amen. Now, I know people struggle. I understand that. But I do know when God placed man and Eve, Adam and Eve in the garden, it was a pleasant place. It was a place of luxury. And they had all they ever wanted. Why would somebody who was made in the perfect image of God, who had all the provisions in the world, want any more than what they had? Because we're never satisfied. The Bible tells us, and I want to bring out some things very quickly. I want to look at number one, the cause. What causes people to eat of the wrong tree? What causes a man to do that anyhow? The same thing that caused Eve. Notice this in verse number 6 and chapter 3. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she was distracted by what it had to offer. You know, it's amazing to me how easy humanity gets distracted from the will of God. She could have continued taking from the tree of life. She didn't have to have the other tree. The tree had nothing really to offer her. And she, for whatever reason,